The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
A leper came to Jesus and, kneeling down, begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." And moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched him, and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. He said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
If you wish, you can make me clean. Many of you must be seeing me after a long time. So again, Happy New Year. In month of February, I can wish you again Happy New Year. And his Lent is coming this Wednesday is very close. So yes, that is the way we are preparing ourselves for this beautiful time, the season of holiness, that how we can grow. And again, today is the feast day. Not feast day, but it is remember the sick day in the whole world, that how, yes, we are compassionate, loving, tender to the people, those who are around us who are sick. Jesus is a divine healer, and his purpose of coming to bring healing to the whole world, healing to the humanity. And that is the purpose that he came to this world. And in the gospel today, in a special way, we see that how he was able to heal the leper and how compassionate and loving he was. And that is what the work of Jesus does. And he wants to make each and every one of us like that, that we go in the whole world to heal. So for a month I was away, and yes, I had a good time and wonderful time to see the other parts of the world. And yes, it is a little different. Yeah, it looks a little different. So, yeah, I was able to experience my brother and other siblings, and able to participate in many programs over there. So I was not around the sea beach and taking good bath and basking. No, it was not like that. The programs were tight. 5 ordinations were there and 2 bishops' ordination. So I was going from here to there. 7-8 beds, and so many beds to change all the time. So it was not relaxing. No, I need vacations again. But yes, it was good time to go the other side. Only 38 hours to reach the place where they were for my destination, because yes, layovers are also makes you longer. 22 hours in the aeroplane, and yes, layovers are 9 to 10 hours. Yes, and yes, 4 flights, so it is like that. So it is always a long, but yes, it was good to go, and it was good to see those people. And I'm very fortunate to be here in America, able to see this world and see that world. From here to there is a vast gap, and the humanity, you can think, yes, what kind of life it is that side, and what kind of life this side is that. Yeah, then you feel, wow. Yeah, my brain goes crazy sometimes thinking about that. Yes, people, those who are living that side, is very primitive lifestyle. So I could not take shower nicely. No, there was no warm shower able to take. Yes, we can take for granted sometimes that, yes, I have the running water. And some of you must have seen, some of you must have gone that side. There's no plumber, no electricity. So you can think, oh, I want to take shower, but there is no running water. What to do? You go and get some buckets of water, warm it up, and then boil it and take to the other place. And then, Yes, you can take little bath with mugs, so not cannot think about the shower here yet. So I'm spoiled here, certainly. And if somebody doesn't take bath, you can feel the smell. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it smells very bad if you do not take bath for 2-3 days. But yes, it is taken for granted here in America. Yes, certainly it is advanced, and many of you are able to enjoy this kind of life. And yes, but yes, the world is also not only like this, it is a different world. And yes, able to see so many people of different culture as well. And all people need healing. All people need the holiness deep inside of their hearts to be a good person, to build the humanity, to build the kingdom of God. People should be loving and kind, and generosity and tenderness, compassion is needed today in the world. And yes, all over the world, from them to this side, I can see what is their value system, what is their understanding, what is their character. Each community has their own characteristics. Each community is wonderful. They have their good things, they have their bad things. Each community is growing in their own way. They have some ignorance, they have some knowledge, they have this and that. But yes, just imagine the time of Jesus. Yes, in the book of Leviticus, in the first reading, we hear that how these people ostracized, these people were isolated, the lepers. And that was the law that they have to go away from the community. They have to live isolated so that they cannot infect other human beings. They cannot infect the larger section of the people. So that was the rule. So leprosy is very bad. It was terrific. Very bad situations for them at that time. And yes, how unfortunate they were. So we have heard about the leper, the Damien the leper, Malachi, and that island, how he was able to take care of the lepers. You can just think about that, how he was able to take care in that island. So many lepers were put in an island and he was able to take care. But yes, that needs that love and zeal and enthusiasm from God. It is the Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit works. So when we think about today, about the gospel, the lepers, yes, just ponder, yeah, how difficult it was. I really admire and appreciate my mom. She was a widow when my father died, 46 or 45. So from that time onwards, she was a widow. And yes, we were three boys. Very, very, yes, obnoxious, I would say. Terrible, yes, three boys. And I was the oldest. So yeah, I hammered my brother with big log and he was unconscious. How I became priest, nobody knows, but yes, it was. So that was because my dad was a military, so I learned from him to scold or something. So if you get mad, then I can do. So my mother, as a widow, it was tough time for her, yes. Raising three boys and obnoxious, yes. But yes, she was able to ask me to continue to pray, continue to trust in God, and able to teach me. And wow, there was a practical example she did, and I was surprised. I was a teenager growing, and as a widow, she took an elderly couple as a shelter. She gave the shelter for them because the only sibling they had was a nun. So nun was not able to take care of their parents. So my mother took volunteer work to take care of a couple who were elderly. So my mother took care of them. And yes, it was around 15 years. So it was again for me and for my brothers was, why these guys are here? Yeah. So that is what we were. But she was able to take care of them. And it was something was again very bad, was a leprosy. There was a big wound on a gentleman. My mother was taking care of him. He has a big wound on his right leg. And whole house will smell. Yeah, it was so filthy smell that you cannot feel like eating. You feel like vomiting. And I says, wow, mom, this is, we cannot even breathe. So that kind of thing that we grew up, and yes, I was getting mad with my mom and all my brothers as well. But yes, she day to do that. And it was not for a few days, 15 years. But yes, there was separate room for her, for them. So she will feed them, bring them food, and clean their clothes. So they both of them died from my mom's house. So I said, wow. So that was my mom. So I will brag about her, but she inspired me to be different. And yes, that makes me something which I cannot even imagine. So that is the leprosy, how bad it is that, yes, it smells. And yes, naturally, they will be ostracized. When a body is rotting, you can just imagine what smell it can be happening. But yes, there are some unfortunate people who has to go through those. And there are fortunate people who can even serve. There are so many medical workers today that they go through, and the nurses and doctors and all those healing people are able to assist. There are so many people today in the world that they need helping hands. And yes, there are so many nursing homes, so many places. There are good people able to visit in the nursing homes. And many of you are able to do that. Many of you are able to go there. And that is an amazing gift from God, that we bring the healing touch for those people. Those who are elderly, they need our support, our love. So it can be very isolated. Their life can be sometimes very isolated. And at the time of Jesus, we hear that people were isolated because of their sickness. Because of their sickness. But how wonderful, Jesus himself take initiative to heal this person. He takes initiative himself out of love and compassion and kindness and service, that he approaches him and he wants to touch him. He wants to heal him. And yes, it was against the rule, against the authorities, against the Jewish tradition, but he took initiative himself. That was his love and compassion. But the other side also, the leper was willing. He was willing, courageously he was willing, Lord, heal me. So that was his initiative. So from his part, he is taking the initiative. From this side, Jesus is again going further. So yes, how from both sides there was healing. And it happened that they got healed. So yes, today in the second reading we hear, let us do anything what we do, St. Paul is saying, for the glory of God. So there are so many good people who are able to show love and kindness and generosity and service to one another. And there are many of you who are able to serve the elderly people, maybe the people who are sick, nurses, hospitals, many places. And we bring the healing touch for those people. Healing touch for those people. And that is the world need today. So when I pass through that McKinley Road, I always see there is a pond on the way. And it is written kindness, generosity, love. Pray for abortion for sure. But yes, that is the way to evangelize. But those messages gives to us that the world needs today love, compassion, generosity, and there are so many who are able to help. There are many of you are able to do the work of charity and random act of kindness in many places, and that is the way we bring healing. And who strengthens us to bring that kindness, that love, that tenderness is He, is God, who is the healer, who is the divine healer, to whom we approach, whom we come to receive the sacraments, whom we come to pray. So he teaches us how we can be a kind and loving person, able to heal the whole world who are in need of love and tenderness and generosity and service and charity of different kinds. And we bring healing to the whole world. We become his instruments of love and kindness. But yes, today we know there are so many people who are not lepers. But yes, like that, we have leprosy. Is our spiritual leprosy, social leprosy, psychological leprosy. There are all around in our modern world today. Certainly we are advanced in materialism, materialistic way, but yes, there are so many people today we know that we can be alienated from God, isolated from God. And that is our modern world, is each and every day people are leaving the church. Each and every day they cannot believe and trust in God. If they do not believe in God, then yes, they cannot experience his love. They cannot experience that loving touch, tenderness, generosity, kindness. It will not come automatically. No, he teaches us. He brings us. Eucharist brings us for us that we can be more tender, more loving, more kind. And then we have the elderly people to be serving them. A society is always recognized how we take care of the vulnerables, and those are elderly people. or in our own houses, they can be alone. Loneliness is a great disease today in the world. People are, yes, living life all alone. Sometimes anxieties and worries and depressions, and just imagine there are so many people today homeless. Homeless people all over. Though there are so many people are very loving, very kind to help them, but there are so many people are getting away from God, getting away from their families, and they are lost on the way. So that kind of leprosy, just imagine the loneliness, depression, anxieties. And again, sin, any kind of sin alienates us. Any kind of jealousy, hatred, fear, prejudice, and all kind of discriminations, this and that, it just divides. It doesn't bring unity. There is no bridge. And God is the person who brings unity, who becomes a bridge, who bridges us, our understanding, our life each and every day. And yes, today the world needs that. So sin can alienate everything. Power of devil divides all the time. So any kind of sin will separate you from one another. And that is the world we face today. Just imagine traveling in the airplane and airports. Yes, today, sometimes when you walk in the mall or somewhere, you will see the people are so much engaged in their devices. Sometimes they cannot able to see. If it feels, they will can be dashing one another. So yes, and that is the world today. We are always, when we are in the same van also, we know our sons and daughters learn how to text only. Sometimes they don't want to talk. And the text device, certainly it is a good thing, but again, it can destroy the community. Because there is no community interaction or social interaction or the family interaction, and they may not be learning the social skill or taking care of the emotional needs of the family, common responsibility, common understanding, helping one another and loving one another and tenderness. And yes, modern equipments can divide us easily. So how careful are we? How watchful we are with those that doesn't make us isolated? Today, the modern teens are more isolated than anybody else. The younger generations are in their rooms, in their lives all alone. They do not have community understanding and much, though we try our best, but they are isolated sometimes. And yes, that is costing. They will be all alone, lonely, and trying to tackle. And they may not have social and mental skills sometimes to take care of the responsibility of the bigger, larger community. And that can be the world. And yes, it can be like leprosy also. So yes, that's why we come to God. That is why we look for the divine healer. That is why we constantly look for prayer and healing touch of God. So of getting away from sins. So let us be grateful for our faith. Continue to come to God. He brings healing touch. He takes care of us as we take our risks of coming, as we take courage to come to the church, as we are able to ask and plead our God with our holy hearts and intentions. So let us be strengthened, be courageous, strong in following, in coming to God and doing the commitment to God that we love Him, we trust in Him, and He has planned to build His kingdom through you and through me and through us all. May God bless you and strengthens you and nourishes you with the holy sacraments. May God bless you. Amen.